stars and asteroids. I sum up the things that fill the void of space. There's a lot going on out of space. There is cosmic debris and junk in space. We'll give you clues and test your knowledge base of space. There's a lot going on out of space.
Okay, it's time for another Three Things podcast, and I have with me Mrs. Green. She's one of our excellent Project Discovery teachers, and she's going to give you three things that you shouldn't miss about the Science Discovery Night. So, Mrs. Green, what's the first thing that people should make sure that they plan on doing tomorrow night?
Well, one of the first things you should do, it's in two different rooms, brought to you by the Science Museum of Virginia. In the gym, we will have a bunch of hands-on display opportunities for students and parents and families to explore. And in the multi-purpose room, scoop on poop. Can't miss that. Hands down, learn about your digestion, learn about what happens. Can't miss that one.
Excellent. It's in the multi-purpose room is also known as the cafeteria, and I can't think of a better place for the scoop on poop. What's number two that you'd want kids to make sure that they would go see?
Well, in the Discovery Lab, we'll be hosting a video conference with NASA Glenn Research Center. They are out in Cleveland, Ohio. We'll be talking directly with NASA and some scientists there about current things happening with NASA. And that will be hosted with Ruta Kasheri, who will be with us from NASA Langley Research Center for the day.
Now, do you think if we had any questions, they would be able to answer questions that we had?
Oh, yeah. Last year, the scientists and the specialists there answered a whole bunch of questions, from things that relate to planets, to stars, to supernovas, to aliens.
Great.
I
always wanted to know whether or not your head would explode if you took off your space helmet in space. So maybe they can answer that for
us. Well, I don't know about explosion, but maybe something else.
So okay. All right.
Come ask your question.
And what's the third thing that everybody should try to do?
Well, the third thing that everybody should try to do is, or definitely do, is to come to the library and look at all of the awesome projects that the students and the teachers work so hard in completing and showing what our kids really understand about the scientific process.
All right. And I know that when I go through the school and I'm looking at every single science fair project, what I like to do too is if there are any students staying around, if they happen to be the one who made that science thing, I ask them to explain it to me, because sometimes they give me a better explanation than what I would get just from the cardboard box or something. So definitely talk to the students around the science fair projects and see if they can get that. Thank you very much. We look forward to seeing everyone tomorrow night, Thursday, February 25th. And it begins at 6:30 and goes until
8 o'clock.
All right. And we'll see you tomorrow night at the Science Discovery Fair.